Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is LaBrasia. How may I help you?
Hi, LaBrasia. I have a kind of a weird thing. I'm going to go ahead and give you our customer number so you can look up our account. It's 319-153-50-001. And it's Robert Ure, U-R-E.
What's the address on this account, please?
Is 144 Forest Green Drive, Lexington, South Carolina, 29073.
All right, I have the account pulled up, and how can I assist?
Okay, so the last couple of days we had gotten a shipment. We'd picked up a shipment from Eagle Moss just today, actually. It had taken a while to get to us, and they had left a pink slip and whatnot. And we come home, and we find out it's the replacement parts for what we had lost in the mail. I was just going to say, could you maybe look in your system to see where the latest shipment that we paid for is? I guess I had thought the latest thing we had gotten, because, I mean, you know, if the Postal Service leaves you a slip, they're just going to say Eagle Moss on it. They're not going to, like, you know what build-up issues or whatever. I don't have a tracking number, though, for the latest thing, but I just know that y'all had pulled for the latest set of issues, which is fine. And I'm just wondering where that is in shipping.
Okay, so you're just wanting to know which items were sent out?
Well, basically, where is it?
We don't got a tracking number.
We don't have a tracking number or anything, ma'am.
Okay, one second. Okay, so this was actually returned back to us. It's saying that the address is incorrect. I'm going to tell you what we have on file. We have the ship to address is 144 Forest Green Drive, Lexington, 29073.
That is the exact proper address.
It's actually our mail carrier who refuses to bring any packages to my doorstep, so they immediately just send it right back, which I think is totally not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to change our address. Should I change it to Daddy's address, maybe?
No one's coming.
That's the problem. It's like we never get tracking numbers. It's just suddenly, we had an Eagle Moss shipment. We never seem to get tracking numbers, be it through email or what have you, and it's a little concerning.
Yeah, you should be receiving the tracking numbers. If you're not, I do want to just confirm the address we have, which is Renee, or R-E-N-E-E-L-O-U, V for Victor, I-E for Edward, R at gmail.com.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay.
The only time I ever seem to get emails is if there's a special coming up with the Eagle Moss. For some reason, like the latest special, which is a Slimer statue or something, we're actually going to end up getting it. And yeah, I got an email for that saying, hey, do you want it or not? Call if you don't want it, which we do want it, though. I only seem to get those emails anymore. And I haven't done anything to it, so I'm not sure why.
Okay. I'll try to reset the email on here. Just take it out and then put it back in again to kind of reset things so that, you know, to make sure that you're receiving them.
Thank you, ma'am. We've had a lot of issues. We live on a private road, and they do not like coming down our road to deliver packages. They never have.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one lady. Well,
Buzz was like 10 years ago, Bob.
Yeah.
So far from then on, nobody likes going down our road. Our previous mail carrier, Buzz, he actually had no problem. But ever since that man retired, we've had continual problems with having mail carriers come down our road. So, it's sounding, if I heard correctly, ma'am, the latest set of build-up issues that was, which I think had a hat included, it got returned.
It did get returned, and I'm actually reshipping it right now. It did have the cap, the Ghostbuster cap, and then it had the magazine, and then the issues 27, 28, 29, and 30.
Yeah,
that's
which
what
all
it
will be.
To.
It'll be I'll issue a reship for it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And the.
I wish there's a way you can tell them that they must deliver it or something.
I don't think there is any way to do that.
I know there's probably not. But.
Have you guys been in contact with the with your local post office to, you know, make a complaint that he's not?
We are constantly there.
And they don't seem to care.
Yeah. All they want us to do is to get a post office box, and we can't afford the size of the post office box that we would need.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's an extortion racket at this point, really. It's like, you know, I have a perfectly deliverable house.
That's right.
Bring me my mail, you know. I shouldn't have to pay, you know, that much money, that kind of a thing, you know. The only other address I know is my father, but he's, I guess the best way to put it is he's a shut-in. And...
Mm-hmm.
He's not able to get his own mail and stuff, which, I mean, I'll admit my father's house is actually pretty secure, but I just wouldn't want to risk things getting damaged, though, if it sits on the porch for a few days and none of us know about it. Because I don't really think that's a viable option. Or, Lord, knowing the mail service, they'd probably try to go up the front steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had to put a ladder in front of the front steps because of the stupid Walmart food delivery people. 10 steps that get slippery in the rain, and you're going to go through the effort just because it looks like that's the front door. I'll talk about something completely different now, but for now, our address is correct. We are just having issues. We're still trying to work through with the mail service. I really... don't know why it got returned, though, because usually they leave us a peach-colored slip, and then we go and we pick it up, and I don't know what the heck happened this time. As it is, the replacement parts we'd already been waiting on, it went rerouted all the way through. I mean, you won't see it on your end, but it got rerouted all the way to our downtown mail department, and it took forever. We just picked it up today, ma'am. And I think that had got shipped out almost a month and a half ago. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. We want these issues, you know, not just the literal ones that have gotten returned, but just in general,
we
want to get what we pay for.
We see these guys on YouTube who almost have the entire card done. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so far behind.
I know. It's like we can't even, that's why we've got it stretched out so far. We really can't afford to get it as frequent as these people do. And now it's like, it's even more frustrating. And I know it's nothing on your part, man, for Eagle Moss, but it's really frustrating when the mail service can't even deliver a single box, you know. But thank you for helping us so much, ma'am.
You're
really
welcome.
Do.
Is there anything else I can help with? I did go ahead and issue a reship for that package as well.
Thank you. And the only thing I could think of is, let's see. The email had said that Slimer was $17.95, and that was going to be taken out on the 21st of May. So you still
correct
that, sweetie?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. No,
I'm just asking my husband. I figured while I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I basically took no action because he said he wanted it. So.
Yeah, some of the things I didn't really care for, but if it seems interesting, yeah, I'll get it.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for your help.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you guys so much for calling us here at EcoMoss. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.